What's good, y'all? This is Tone Stiff. You might have heard some of my music by some of the biggest artists out. There's something in this liquor. Oh, yeah. The air is getting thicker. You also might have seen my promo for the Set the Tone tour and heard a new song called B.E.D. Right now, it seems like you're ready. What's good, Nyla? We need to talk.
What's going on, guys? And welcome to another episode of We Need to Talk. Now, today I have a very special guest. Now, ladies, I need you guys to keep calm. I have R&B superstar Tone Stiff in the building.
What's good? What's good? How are good? You? I am great. I'm great. I'm happy. I'm blessed to be here.
Yo, you've been turning the city up since you've been back on the East Coast.
Since I've been back, huh?
Yeah. I've seen. You had a show hosted by Mandy.
Yeah, y'all.
I'm
y'all,
so sad I couldn't make it. How
y'all,
was
it was crazy. You should have been there. You should have been. It's dope because that show was that was like what, like maybe 2-3 weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
Super lit. And then Saturday night, I started my tour.
Yes.
In New York at the City Winery, and that show was super lit. But it was two different shows. So yeah.
What's the name of your tour, by the
it's
way?
It's a Tone tour. Yeah, I gotta set it up. I gotta let these people know. I gotta let them know.
How are you setting the tone? Like, what's the if I'm going to a Tone Stiff tour, what am I going to experience?
Just know you're gonna get that real authentic R&B, but on the next level. You know what I'm saying? You got a lot of people out here doing music and mixing genres. You know what I'm saying? True. You got a lot of rappers that's singing now, confusing the kids. So, you know, I'm just back around to make sure it's like, nah, this is the way it's supposed to go. I'm setting the tone, I'm raising the bar, so y'all better keep up.
I love that. I know a lot of people, what they love about you is like, it's like, it gives you the 90s R&B feel, but it's not 90s.
Right. We're still present. We're still current. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I love that. Okay, so you got the tour popping. You're back on the East Coast. Yo, I've been trying to get an interview with you in, I want to say, for almost a year.
Yo, nah.
I'm checking back
to
the DM, nah. And I'm like, yo, he's from Jersey, right? Like, can I get an interview? They're like, oh, yeah, nah, he's not here yet. So where have you been?
I've been on the West Coast. I've been on the West Coast. You know, that's where I'm at a lot. But I'm coming back. Okay. I'm coming back home. I'm ready to come back home.
How you going to come home during the winter? You know nobody wants to.
For real, though. It's a tough time. But, you know, I'm ready to come back, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Understood. How has L.A. been for you?
It's been great. You know, like we was talking about before, I moved out there in 2014. I got to experience a lot of things, meet a lot of people, hence how I met Chris Brown and all, you know, Drake and everybody. But it's been great to me. It's been good. You know, I've done a lot of work out there, finished my next project out there.
Yes.
And I'm ready to come home, and I'm ready to drop the new music.
Love that.
Yeah, and get the East Coast turned up.
Okay, so let's take it back, because you just said that all humbly. Like, I met Chris Brown. I met Drake. Like, so, and what's that experience? Because moving there, it's not like you move there to meet celebrities.
Right.
You move there to work, but L.A. is just such a mixy city, and there's so much going on. So just talk about like that transformation from moving.
Got you. So like it was 2014. I was 19 years old. I got signed. Shout out Jazz Prince. I got signed, and we moved out there. And you know, Jazz knows a lot of people. You know, he's well connected, which is a blessing. So in my situation, it was like, yo, we going to the studio with Chris Brown tonight. I'm like, yeah, all right, cool. We pull up, you know, I bring out the laptop, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, I got some stuff, man. Whatever, you know, whatever you want to do, just even if you don't like it, I just want you to hear it. He ended up hearing a good amount of stuff and was like, he called the next day and was like, yo, I need this song. Wow. So I listened to him, and that's how I got Liquor placed, and then, more of them.
Major.
Yeah.
Love that. And then with Chris, or Drake?
Yeah. So I met Drake through Jazz. You know, he was very instrumental in Drake signing to Wayne.
Yep.
But I met Drake. He actually came to Philly when he was on, I want to say when he was doing either Views or Nothing Was the Same. I don't remember which tour it was. But I got to meet him at the tour. And that was just like a crazy experience. You know, he was really still like, he was still going up. He was still Drake.
He was still
Drake, but it was still like, you know, he was still doing that. But it was dope to meet him. And then we got a good relationship now, too. So
I love that.
Yeah.
Super dope. So as like a songwriter and an artist at the same time, are you ever conflicted with your writings? Or this is, I guess, a little personal. Do you ever write songs really personal to you and give them away because you don't want it people to know this is you?
Oh, you know what? No. So my thing is, like, when I make music, right, it's kind of like I make it for myself. Okay. I'm not really having other people in mind, but it's like wherever this song lands is, like, that's where it's supposed to go. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of just make music to make music, get my feelings off, get my emotions, get my bag real quick. And then wherever that song goes, it's like, hey, that's the home. Or if I need to keep it, it's mine. But, yeah.
Has anybody ever confronted you? Like, I know this is about me.
Oh, nah, not yet. I'm real good with that. Okay. You know, I'm smooth. I know how to cover up the tracks.
Gotcha. No. That's so funny. I'm like, I always be wondering because, you know, Drake be putting girls' names in songs.
Like, right.
Yeah, said she want to fuck till some sizzle wait. Because I used to date SZA back in 08.
Did SZA approve this?
Right. Yo, see. He bold with it. Let me get somewhere first. Let me get to a certain level first before I start name dropping. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm a name drop. Just to let y'all know. You know, if you know, you know. You gonna get name dropped.
No, that is hilarious. Oh my god, you hear that? Be careful.
Be careful what you do to me. Treat me well. All right.
What's your sign?
I'm a Leo.
Oh, I'm a Leo.
Oh, yo. All right. When your birthday?
July 25th.
I'm July 26th.
Weird.
That's crazy.
Synergy.
That is crazy. That's synergy. Dope.
I love that.
And we came here with the best.
You know what? But now that I know you're a Leo, now I understand you will definitely name drop because the level of petty.
Yeah.
That Leos
yeah.
will go to.
Petty. I'm petty too.
Listen, that's what I'm saying. But like, let me get to that place.
Okay.
Where I could do it.
So you could be that.
Yeah. But if you did me wrong, just know it's coming. It's coming.
All right. So it's been some time since you put out a project.
Yeah.
In the time that you've taken in making your new project, what have you experienced?
Oh man. I've been going through a lot of life. Just, you know, being signed for a long time and then, like, really finally getting, like, noticed, you know what I'm saying? So it's been a long journey for me. Like, I've been in the music game, like, 10-plus years. So I really started when I was, like, I really got my first deal when I was 16. But even before that, I was in the music game. And, I've just been grinding. But, like, between the last project and now, it's been like, yo, just really proving to everybody, like, yo, I'm supposed to be here. You know what I'm saying? It's not no coincidence. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is divine. God already had it set up. Like, this is my life. Like, I'm supposed to be here. But making sure other people know that. You know what I mean? And the industry knows it. But now it's, like, getting the world to catch on and stuff like that. So it's been a lot of that. It's been a roller coaster of a year for me. Just, you know, ups and downs, but a lot of great things. You know what I'm saying? And we're at the point at the end of the year. It's funny. It always happens for me at the end of the year. But it's like the rest of the year is like, all right, what is happening? But by the end of the year, it's like, oh, okay, we going in this. Oh, it's clear. Oh, my God. All right, I get it.
Okay,
yeah.
Three things I want to pull in that. One is you said you've been signed since you were 16.
Yeah.
Do you feel like when you get, like, that co-sign so early on, it kind of pigeonholes you? Or was it, like, good A&R developmental stages?
You know what? That's how I look at my whole journey. I look at it as, like, my journey is my journey. You know, that's why it's special. Nobody else is living my journey. So everything that happens, good and bad, is for a reason. And I got to take all of that, you know, and just live with it and keep moving forward. So I think everything that happened in my life and my journey was supposed to happen so I could be where I'm at now.
Yeah. Because
now I have a better understanding of who I am and where I'm at.
That's good, though, because a lot of people get, like, deterred.
You know what
I mean?
Yeah.
When they start so early.
Right. And I will say, like, you know, to go back to your last question, like, that's another thing. You know, you just got to keep finding ways to light the fire. You know what I'm saying? Because you go through those times where it's like, yo, do I really want to do this? Like, is it happening or what is going on? Do I need to do something else? Like, what's happening? But, you know, you just got to stay the course.
Stay the course. Oh, yeah. Man. All right.
You felt that.
You know, I feel like that. I'm like, all right, what's the inspo? Especially, you know, with music, at least rap in particular.
Yeah.
I feel like R&B is in a good spot, right?
Rap is in such
a weird situation that I'd be like, dang, do I really want to be involved in this side of the culture? So what are some things that, like, help light your fire when you feel like it's dying?
I mean, for me, it's my family because, you know, my family has been, they always been involved with music, but I'm the one who did it on this type of level. And for me, I guess my motivation is like, you know, my mom had a lot of, you know, chances and things to, you know, opportunities to like really excel. But she had me also. So she was kind of taking care of me also in the church and like doing the choir stuff, too. So she didn't really get the opportunity to like really dive into it.
Yeah.
Same with my pop. So for me, it's like, yo, you know, I got this opportunity, you know. I didn't go to school. I was like, well, college. I was like, I know what I'm doing. I'm just jumping right into it. So I got all these opportunities. So it's like, for me, I'm like, I got to keep pushing until it happens.
I love that.
Yeah.
Like, this is, it's bigger than just you.
Yeah, it's not about me. You know what I'm saying? It's about everybody else around me.
That's really dope.
Yeah.
So how are your parents taking in, like, all your...
Oh, they love it. They are part of the journey with me. Like, all right, so what happened? tell me what happened, you know, like, but...
Are they involved in your creative process at all?
Not the creative process, which is crazy because I really want to write, like, songs with my mom, too. She's, like, she's a beast. She's really a beast. But we just... I'll be on the West Coast.
I'll be on the West Coast. Yep.
But, they were involved really early in my career. Like, they actually used to manage, I was in a group, so they used to manage me in the group. And, so they know, like, they kind of know both sides and, but, you know, now they're just really proud and, like, just like, all right, what's happening? Like, what's going on? Like, yeah.
So, at what age did they leave you to go to the West?
I left to go to the West Coast in 19. So around that time, I say, like, maybe 2021, that's when it was like, all right.
What made you go to L.A. instead of staying in New York? Especially
well, when I got signed, that's the person I signed to, Jazz. He was out in L.A. Right.
Got it.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people, I feel like college is such a, like, important experience for people in general because it's like that incubator stage before adulthood.
Yeah, right.
But you kind of just jump straight into...
Listen, my college experience was at Los Angeles in 2014, which was a crazy... If you was in L.A. 2014, 2015, 2016, you know that it was going crazy.
It's different now?
It's a little different now.
It's calm.
I think after, like, post-pandemic is a little, like... It's a little different.
Is it calmer or worse? I'm seeing videos.
I was about to say, in some parts, it's a little worse. Like, if you talk about robberies, it's going crazy out there. But as far as, like, the I'm not going to lie, though, like, the party scene was, like, popping back then. Like, it was just...
The house
it was
party.
A different... Yeah, it was a different energy out there. You know what I'm saying? It was just, like, it was more fun. Like, and then more... I think more celebrities was in L.A. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And now it's, like, everybody, like, all right.
Right,
yeah, like everybody going different places. So
understood.
Yeah,
I've always wanted to go to an LA house party. I hear
it's lit. It's definitely lit. I mean, now you gotta find the right one, but but it's lit.
I don't want no problem.
Right. Just go to the right one.
Okay. So all right. Well, let's actually pivot to the first project.
Okay. Which first project?
So FWM like is where I got put on.
All right. Cool. Now we can start there. It's cool.
I'm late. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I got put on late.
So with FWM, with the first one, that was like kind of when the pandemic was going down. So when it started, you know, lightening up later on in that year, we went to LA and like the fall around like October, November, that's when I started really recording. So it was like a month and a half of just straight like just recording and just figuring it out and just experimenting, you know what I'm saying? Just like, you know, just going on a musical journey. And then, so those songs were kind of curated for that project. Now, the second project, the part two, still FWM, was like, there were some songs that was mixed from like what I had in the vault. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, that ended up getting placed. So like the song I got with Chris, Do I Ever, that song was made like 2017.
Oh, wow.
And... For the longest time, we was trying to get the song out for the longest time, and then it just happened that it ended up on that project, and it was perfect.
Amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
So who's going to be on your new project?
So we working on it. Right now, though, right now it's just 100% me.
I love that.
Yeah.
I'm actually not mad if you keep it like that.
Yeah,
honestly.
Yeah, right. You know, it's a statement. It's a statement. But, I mean, you know, it might be some features, too. You know what I'm saying?
No shade to anybody.
Nobody. Nah, ain't no shade to nobody. But, you know, if it works out where it's just me, that's how it work out.
Not mad at it. So, right now, I feel like a lot of people are like, all right, I want to be an artist. I'm going to move to L.A. or they want to move to Atlanta.
Okay.
What is the scene like for artists, like, in L.A.?
In L.A.?
Yeah.
It's actually, it's dope. You know what I'm saying? I think that's one of the really dope things about LA is, like, you can go out there and you could really find yourself in a room full of opportunity. You know what I'm saying? You could just really walk up on somebody that's like, yo, I heard you singing down the hall. I'm so-and-so. You know, you should pull up to wherever. It could just happen like that. And then, like, Atlanta, because I really didn't start recording in Atlanta until, like, 2019, 2020. And that was, like, really the first time. But that's, like, to me where, like, our culture is really yet, you know what I'm saying? We really running it down in Atlanta, and it's dope because I feel like in LA, you obviously get a different sound than Atlanta.
Yeah.
So it's cool. Like when you are in LA, I'm like, I'm working. All right. I got this certain sound out here. Then it's like, all right, to complete it, let's, you know, round it off. Let's go to Atlanta. Unless, you know, whatever.
It's like,
so,
it's like a good seal of approval.
Yeah, yeah. Nah, Atlanta's lit. I love Atlanta.
Me too.
Yeah, yeah.
Me too. So you're moving back here? When you say East Coast, are you talking about hometown?
You know what? For me, I'm still talking about Jersey. I'm talking about moving back to the hometown.
I love that.
Yeah, I just, where I grew up is just like grass, trees, woods, like peacefulness. So
suburban.
Like that's, yeah, it's super suburb. I is love that's
that.
Me.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
Yeah,
the city is driving me crazy.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
Are you into like nature?
Yeah. So I always like it. So that's the other thing I love about the West Coast. I'm always at the beach.
Yeah.
Always at the beach. It's beautiful out there. And then you know, back home, it's like,
what's your favorite beach?
I've been to a lot now. All right. So when I was living in Orange County, I was going to this beach called Corona Del Mar. Mm. And it's in Newport, Newport Beach. But it's like, that's where you want to end up. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you buy a coastal and you want a beach house.
That's over there.
Newport Beach. Yeah.
I guess I haven't been to anywhere nice. I just like going to Santa Barbara?
Santa Monica. Santa Barbara is a place though. But yeah, but, all right. So Santa Monica. All right.
Yeah, like,
but you went to the pier.
Yeah.
That was it. So look, all right. So when you go back, you could go to, you know, Malibu got some dope spots. You gotta drive up a little bit, but they got some really dope spots.
A little bit.
You know what?
I ain't gonna do this. But yes.
What? What? What you about to do?
I like to feel welcomed.
Okay. I feel that.
I don't be feeling welcome.
I feel that. You got it. You know what though? For me, it's like, I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
But then I'll be out there like, man, whatever. I should be out here as much as y'all out here. Like, whatever. You know,
true
I'm
enough.
Doing my thing.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
I be low key kind of surfing. Like,
really?
not like straight surfboard, but it's like it's called skimboard. So okay. It's like on the shoreline. But it's like, yeah, I'm low key getting into that. You know,
have you tried surfing before?
Not all the way. So I want to.
Okay.
I gotta get over my shark fear, but I want to.
Shark fear.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
that's,
I mean, it's
a real fear.
Yeah, it's real. It's real. It's real.
I surfed before.
For real?
Yeah, I never stood all the way up. But you
attempted.
Yeah, as long as my knees is bent, I'm good.
You're good. You're nice.
All the way up,
out of there. Out of there. Yeah, nah. I just got to get over that fear of, like, okay, in the water, I don't know what's under me.
Yeah.
But once I'm, you know, once that's good, I'm good.
I haven't heard any crazy stories happening.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, let's, yeah.
I think you're.
Yeah, let's just, you know, fingers crossed. Yeah, right. Let's just fingers crossed.
Okay, I love that. So you see yourself moving back to Jersey now.
Yeah.
In the comments, ladies love you.
Mm.
You ever get tired of that?
Nah, I love the women. I love it. So, I mean, that's another reason why I do what I do.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So,
it's just, hey.
What type of woman does Tone Stiff like?
Oh, man. All right, so for me, You gotta be abstract. You know what I'm saying? You gotta be able to put different hats on. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a side of me that's like, okay, let's stay in the night. Let's chill. Let's, you know, I don't really want to do nothing. I just want to cuddle and watch movies and maybe drink, you know, smoke. You know, let's just chill.
Like that?
Then there's a side that's like, yo, let's go out and party. You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling good. I might be lit. I don't know. I came back from the studio. I wrote a hit. Let's go. Let's go out. We're going to be out till 6 in the morning. So you got to be able to, like, switch it up. You know what I'm saying? But I'm into a lot of things.
Okay.
So, you know, I love cars. I love racing and stuff like that. So if I find a woman that's really into all the things that I like.
You want a woman to be into cars, like,
yeah.
NASCAR racing?
Not NASCAR racing, but like into cars. Like, in the, I'm just into cars. Like, I build them in bikes and stuff like that too.
Really?
So, if I find somebody that's really into that, I'm like, oh, you got my heart. You got my heart.
That's fire.
Yeah. You they
build,
out there.
You build cars?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you mean by build a car?
I mean, like, to the engine, like, taking things off.
When do you
like,
have the time to do this?
Not anymore. I don't really got the time like that. Like, I literally got two motorcycles sitting in my garage in Jersey, and, like, I'm still building them, but, like, those are my, like, jobs.
Wow.
I'm working on them.
So you just order pieces?
Yep,
to put it
all
together.
The parts. Like, it's just, if you see my garage right now, I got a lift in there, like, everything. Like,
I'm shocked out of my skull.
Yeah. It's legit.
Okay, so being that you know how to build.
Like, I got cars tattooed on my hand. It's so legit. Yeah. I'm about that life.
Love that fun fact. That's a good fun fact. So, that being said, you know how to fix a car.
Yeah.
Yep. That's important.
Yep. See, like, I'm good.
On the woman aspect, we just want you to know how to change the oil. You know what
I mean? We good. We got that. Cover. What else you need? What you need?
He said, all right, so you would love to find a woman who loves cars,
mm-hmm.
who likes to party, but also likes to stay in.
And let's also talk about the music. You have to be well-rounded in music. That's a big part for me.
Yeah.
Don't honestly, come around me with no dull tasting music because I'm like, all right, turned off.
And you like this mainstream, right. Party
shit.
And
yeah, it. I'm like, nope, I hate you. No, I hate, but nah, it's like, we ain't gonna vibe.
I feel like music tells a lot about your soul.
Yeah.
So like, when I was single and I would go on dates, I would always ask, like, what's your top five? I got some terrible top fives back. Like, all right, I knew right then and there it was not going to work.
It'd probably kill you if they stay in, like, a certain era and it's, like, not that long ago. Like, all the top fives is from 2017,
2018. One person said, Lil Yachty.
And no disrespect to Lil Yachty.
No, but
we talking top five. We talking top five.
Lil Yachty, Beyonce, which I understood. But then again, coming from the guy, I'm like, nigga, you just threw Beyonce in there.
And then just, like, yeah. Try to, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, she gonna like this one.
Yeah, so me, I'm always judging people on top five. So I think that's like a good gauge. Don't be stealing my.
I'm doing that now.
Yeah, I'm still,
top five.
Because, like, yo, when someone be like, what's your top five, actually?
Woo! All right, so look, one of my all-time favorite songs I gotta put at number one is Human Nature.
Okay.
That's MJ. Number two, I'm gonna throw up there, I Shot the Sheriff by Bob Marley. That's y'all sleep if y'all ain't listening to that song. Number three. See, this is hard for me because I got it's a big library. I'm gonna go outside of the umbrella, right? I'm gonna go to Fleetwood Mac. Dreams.
Oh, wow.
You know that song?
No.
Thunder only happens when it's raining. Nah! You know the song? Y'all know the song?
I'm gonna look it up, though. She said it's a good one.
That's my... All right, so I'll put that in number three. Marvin Gaye's number four, Sexual Healing. Number five gotta be real good. Let's see. You really got me thinking now. Number five
is always interchangeable, I feel like.
Right. So let's see. I'm going to say. This is hard for me because I'm a music head. I'm really going through the library in my head right now. All right. I ain't gonna do that one. All right, look. I'm gonna take it to gospel, and I'm gonna go ahead and do the Clark Sisters. Jesus Brought the Sunshine or Sunshine. I don't know if you know that one.
I was not expecting you to say that.
I'm gonna go gospel. I'm gonna go with the Clark Sisters.
Wow.
Even though they kind of should be in like the 4-3-2 spot, but yeah. So that's, you know.
That's a good range, though. You covered a lot of pockets right there.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I like it. You would have passed.
You would have passed. It's crazy. You would have passed.
Only because, like, especially, you got to be able to put me onto some new music.
Yeah.
Put you onto the music.
That's another thing for me. If you're not putting me onto something, what are we doing?
It ain't going to work. That goes for my friends, too. Like,
right. What are we doing, y'all?
I can't Yeah.
What are we doing?
How do we get on the subject of this?
The top five. We're talking about dating.
Oh, you're talking about dating. Yeah. Yes, and the things you like in women. Okay, cool. So they got to have good music taste.
Got to have good taste in food, too.
You've been in L.A. since 2014. L.A. don't got no good food spots.
Listen, I ain't even about to argue with you.
Yo, L.A., every time I go out there, I be hungry.
And I'm sorry, all my L.A. people, all my L.A. family that is diehard L.A. I know it's probably some spots I don't know about in South Central or something. But I'm not about to argue. Yeah. I'm not about to argue. I'm going to go to Texas for the food, though.
Yeah.
I'm going to South. I'm going to New Orleans.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
Yeah, you feel me?
Good food is important. Feel me? Good music. Really, those two.
Food and yeah, like look, if we eating good and listening to some good music, we good.
I agree. All right, so I'm gonna ask you some questions. You have to fill in the blank.
All right, let's get it.
All right, I'm a little embarrassed by the fact that I know so little about blank.
Okay, I'm a little embarrassed with the fact that I know so little about. The movie Friday.
Damn! Oh my God! What do you mean you know so little?
I was put on the Friday when I was probably about. Y'all gonna take my car, bro? I'm about to get revoked. Oh my God, bro! All right, I was put on a Friday when I was probably about like 24.
What?
for real.
How did you?
I'm a late bloomer.
I'm a late bloomer.
I know. All right, I know.
So your first time watching it since it was last year.
Nah, that is crazy.
What are your thoughts?
Oh, I love it. Okay. I love it. It's hilarious. I really love it.
But now you're like, now all the memes and references make
it makes sense. Yeah, it all makes sense. It makes sense to me now. But yeah, I was a little late. I'm going to tell you, I grew up in the suburbs, you know, I was well-rounded, you know what I'm saying? Okay. So there was like
you
things.
You seen Titanic?
Yeah. I seen Titanic. You never seen Titanic?
No, why would I see Titanic?
All right, look. I'm gonna let you in on the secret. Right. Everybody in the room, I'm gonna let you in on the secret. If you watch Titanic, right, it's really two movies, all right? You can start the movie at the hour and 30 mark, and it's a whole movie on its own. That's how I watched Titanic. For the first time, watch the whole movie, so you understand.
Okay.
But then when you watch it again, you're like, yo, you know what? I'm in the mood for Titanic. Start at the hour 30.
So you're saying I really don't need the first hour?
Not necessarily, but in the first time watching it, yes. But then after that, you already know what happened.
Is that just the action part that we're cutting to?
It's just very eventful, and then it's its own movie. You could watch that and be like, oh my God, that was great. That
How
was great.
How many times have you seen Titanic for you to know this and you ain't seen Friday?
Don't do that to me. I watch Titanic a lot. I ain't gonna lie. From the hour and 30 mark, y'all.
No, it's good that you're well-rounded. I'm not.
But they're gonna be on the internet like, take his car! I'm like, oh.
But you seen Coming to America?
Yes.
You seen Love Jones?
Yes, but I'm not gonna lie. All right, with Love Jones... I was really young when I seen it, when I first seen it. So I got to watch it as an adult. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of movies I saw that, like when I was young. My dad got a crazy DVD collection. So when I was younger, I would see all the movies and then sometimes it would just be on and watch them and then not understand. You know what I'm saying? But yeah.
That's my favorite one is Love Jones. All right. So next question is, sometimes I look back at my life and blank.
Ooh. Sometimes I look back in my life. Oh, you know what? All right, so sometimes I look back in my life and I'm like, I'm really surprised. You know what I'm saying? I'm really like, yo, all that happened. You know, there's some people that really wish they could live a life like mine. You know what I'm saying? And all that happened. So I'm very grateful when I look back in my life.
I love that.
Yeah.
From time to time, it's good to blank.
Chill. It's good to chill and relax and just sit back.
I wonder when politicians blank.
I wonder when politicians smoke weed and drink.
Every damn day.
Right. I wonder when they do it. Do they do it before they do their interviews and their public statements? I wonder.
You know Trump.
Yo, don't start. You know, don't start.
All right, let me see. If I could teleport people, I would teleport.
Wait, if you could teleport people?
Yeah. Like someone you would teleport.
It would have to be my close friend group. I got a real small circle, so I would teleport them everywhere.
Love that.
Yeah.
I made a complete fool of myself when I blinked.
I got a few of these. All right. Yeah. It could be. All right, I got one where I, like, tripped on stage, and I would have been better, like, falling. But, like, you know how when you trip, you, like, really, like, trying to save yourself? So it was, like, probably, like, 5 seconds of me just, like, oh, really, like, trying out. Ooh, ooh, ooh. And then, right? So I got that one.
You end up hitting Lil' Kim on
stage. Right, yeah. And I got that one. When I went on Apollo, I got booed off. Mm. So that was a that was a big moment for me. Yeah, yeah, it was an embarrassing moment.
Are you gonna go back and?
Yeah. I'm gonna go back. You know what I'm saying? Now that New York love me. Yeah, I got a few of them. I mean, now I gotta think of it. But that the Apollo is definitely two. Yeah, that's a big one.
How did you? Were you like fuck this shit after that?
I wasn't.
Did it make you feel like?
So it was me and my homie that we was in a group at the time, and we went up there. And what's so crazy is like at the audition, like. We sang Music Soul Child Love, and we literally did, like, the first two lines, and she was like, you made it. Y'all are good. Y'all got it. And we like, oh, my God. We like that, right? Man, so we got to the Apollo, and, like, we're down in the waiting area under the stage, and we, like, the whole night, we chopping it up with the Sandman. We singing, like, Michael songs, old Jackson 5 songs, whatever, right? He's like, yo, I love y'all, man. Like, I'm gonna get in contact with y'all, whatever, right? We like, oh, it's about to be a great night, right? So we get ready. They call us up. We like, all right, man, it's time to go. We got up there. And mind you, the whole church congregation, like, came out to support, too. They brought the church bus out for us. So it was like, that's like a 60-seater bus. So we had like 60 people in there just for us.
Oh, man.
So we got on stage. We started singing. Love. So many things I gotta tell you. Right? It was cool, right? We got to the hook. Love. Boo! Boo! Right? But it was crazy because it was a fight. It was like... You had our church people still trying to cheer louder than the boos.
Wow.
And then you had straight New Yorkers in there like, get off the stage. So it just got so bad. I feel like the church started booing just to hurry up and get us off the stage.
No.
So we just didn't just go through it, right? And I got this one memorable moment. Like, we was getting booed, and I looked down in the crowd, and right in the front row was like three people. And this person looked me dead in the eye and was just like,
get the fuck out.
Just get off. And I was like, yo, that's a dagger. I'm like, yo. So after Sandman came out, sweeped us off, I'm like, you supposed to be our friend. What the hell? Like, so he did that. And I just dapped my homie up on stage. Like, it's all right, man. The craziest part about that whole night is after that, I thought we was going to be able to go back down to the green room. They kicked us out in the alley. They was like, yeah, y'all got to wait in the alley. I was like, damn, that's crazy.
That sounds like a scene from a movie.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out!
Yo, that part, you couldn't make it up, yo. I'm looking at this person, they like, get off. I was like... Wow, my life is a movie.
New York, man.
It's rough. Yeah. It's rough. It was really rough. Oh, back to embarrassing moments. Now I'm jumping all over the place. I got some stuff for you. So,
New York,
all right,
triggered it?
2015, right? My first solo show. This was after the group. I was in Houston, and Bryson was blowing up, right? Mm-hmm. He was like, yo, I want you to open up my show at Warehouse Live. And I was like, bro, of course. I had did a cover of Exchange, and he loved it. He reposted and everything. So I was like, of course, bro, like, showing me love. So, cool. You know, I'm prepping for it. You know, I dance. So, like, down in Houston is a dance studio called So Real. And that's where I used to train at. And so we getting ready. We hitting our moves and stuff, right? It's like a 30-piece. Like, I got all the dancers with me. So I'm like, oh my God, we about to kill this, right? First show. I go out there. We doing the most. We got all the 30 dancers out there. We
party on stage, right?
And we think we killing it. They was killing it. The dancers was killing it. Like, yeah. But me, a few things that happened. So somebody told me to drink olive oil that night and said it was good for your voice before you got on stage. I'm not going to drop no names. You know who you are. So he told me to drink olive oil. And I was like, all right. drank the olive oil. I was nervous, so I was like, let me just, I want this to be perfect, so I'm gonna do everything I can and just have a great show. Drank the olive oil, so I couldn't hit a note. My voice was sliding everywhere. No. Like, I couldn't do nothing. And then in the middle of the set, the fans just started cheering, Bryson. Like, in the talking part, not even when the music's playing. So this is like when I'm like, yeah, you know, my name's Tone Stiff. They was like, Bryson, Bryson. So the Leo in me got hot. I was like, y'all gonna see Bryson after I'm done this set. I'm gonna finish my set. But that was, yeah, that was like top five embarrassing moments.
That is actually hilarious.
Those are great stories. It just made me who I am today, so yeah. I'm not mad. I love y'all. Houston, I love you.
What I thought you were gonna say is after you took the oil, you had like the shits.
Nah, I ain't never going through a situation like
I
that.
That
would have been wild. That would have been what ended the night. That would have been it. I would have went home. I would have just flew back to Jersey that night. Like, yeah.
Not even LA.
I'm going home. I got to see my mom and cry.
No, that is hilarious. I love that. All right, so an ideal world would be blank.
Oh man, an ideal world for me, like a world or like just like in this world?
Ideal world in general, not this one.
Oh man, an ideal world, they will stop making these electric cars because I'm a car person. They will stop making these electric cars and I will have, you know, every car in the book. Flying car, whatever, you know, like that's in my ideal world, that's what would be going
so
on. Just a bunch of futuristic stuff, floating houses and all that stuff. Mm. Like, sort of how like Chris Brown videos be looking like. So that's my ideal world.
Okay. The older I get, the less I blink.
The less I remember.
What?
Yo, I'm telling you, it's like, because I guess in my life, so much is happening and has happened. Mm. That I'd be like, oh my gosh, y'all! Like, people just remind me of things, and I'm like, that happened. Oh, for real, that was a moment. Like, oh, I said that.
Like, you just remember that we did this interview.
No, I ain't gonna forget that. Like, I ain't that. I ain't that crazy. Nah, but yeah, I'll be forgetting, yo. And I just realized that recently. Like, oh my god, and I can't pay attention to nothing. I'm always like
ADHD.
Yeah, I remember as a kid, like they, I went to like the people that like kind of diagnose you and test you. And I remember my mom was like fighting with him, like he don't got no ADHD, he's okay, like he just, you know, this is his choice.
and now too many choices, and now I'm older,
and I'm like, I can't even focus with somebody talking to me. Hilarious. If two people talk to me at the same time, I'm gonna stare at that speaker.
And I'm gonna just
blank out.
Yo, can you multitask? Are you a great multitasker?
I'm not. You know why? If I multitask, if I'm focused on too many things, it's all going to be bad across the board, whatever I'm doing. But if I focus on one thing, yeah, I'll be all right.
Understood.
Yeah, I can't multitask.
What's the numbers on your fingers?
So this is the model of the car. So this is a 993 Porsche that came out in the 90s. This also came out in the 90s, the E30 BMW drop top, you know.
You really got cars tatted on your body.
Yeah, I do. I got a lot of, you know. Yeah.
They're all, what's this one?
Right, which one? Right here?
The arm.
Oh, man, you're going to make me take it. All right, so look, I got this whole concept. So look, if you young and you want to get tattoos, just make sure you think it through. Because, like, don't be like me with ADHD and just get things because you've seen it and you like it. Right? Because then I had to, like, start making things make sense.
Okay.
Right?
Oh, so there's no story to it.
There's no story to it. Okay. But you know what I started doing? It goes from the ground up to space. So I got an astronaut up here. I got some planets right here. And eventually,
cool.
I wanted to just go to heaven on my back. So I want a whole, like, mural of what I think, you know what I'm
heaven
saying, the afterlife would be like. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of what's going on. But I had to make it work. I'm doing the best I can with what I got. So the first tattoo actually is so when I turned 18, my parents was like, no, you can't get no tattoos. I was a rebel, so I just did everything I wasn't supposed to. So I got my whole chest done. This lettering, like the biggest tattoo.
You went all the way in.
They said no. I was like, oh yeah, all right, cool. So I'm gonna go shoulder to shoulder. But it's let love guide your mind, and okay. That was a song that we had at church. So like let God guide your mind. So it was like a message to me, right?
That's nice.
And then I got this one next, or I actually got this random jet next, right? Which was stupid because now I got the trees and the clouds and this big ass jet for no reason.
The jet's actually mad nice. No,
it's lit. It's definitely lit. Really nice, but jet. I'm like, dag, the placement of it. I'm like, oh my gosh, if I really would have just thought
it. Tell a story.
If I would have thought it through, it would have been really way better.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, yeah. But then it just keeps going up. And then this is my music arm. I got MJ over here. And then I got Prince up here.
Very nice.
Yeah. Yup. Yup.
I love that.
I got a lion on my neck because I'm a Leo.
Period.
You know what I'm saying? Come on now.
I want to get something.
Yeah. I got my cross on my back of my neck. But what's up?
Any other artists you would get tatted on you?
Yeah, absolutely. Like Bob Marley. I'm going to get Whitney. I'm gonna get Patti LaBelle.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's what I was really brought up on. So, you know, things like that. And then the music concept, I'm really about to start just doing, like, album covers. So, like, you know, a big album for me was Lauryn Hill, you know.
Education.
So it's just, like, I want to, you know, it don't got to be too big so I can save space, but I really want to start getting, like, album covers. Like, there's a few Earth, Wind & Fire albums that did it for me, you know what I'm saying? But I got this thing where I don't think I'll get anybody, like, past, like, 05 tatted on me, you know what I'm saying? Because then it's like weird, you know what I mean?
I don't blame you. But all right, so on tour, Set the Tone tour happening now.
Mm-hmm.
What else do people should they be looking forward to?
All right, so look, for all my fans that be harassing me in the comments about dropping new music, and you know, you're right, like I did kind of make an early promise because I thought I was gonna be able to like really back it up, I thought I was in motion. But to all the fans, you know, I got this song that kind of went viral called B.E.D.
Oh, yes, right now.
It is dropping very soon. It's not me. Like, when I make the songs, I want them to have it the day I make it. You know what I'm saying? But it's not me. But it's coming out very soon. And then at the top of the year, I'm just dropping new music, and I just want everybody to know to just be ready.
So, consistency. No more long breaks.
No more long breaks, you know what I'm saying? Okay. It's been a few years where I took 2 years in between, so we're not going to do that. We're going just next year.
It's going crazy. I'm excited.
It's going crazy, yeah.
I really am.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I got to learn more about you and your story.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure. And you come on. You know, we both Leos. Okay. We're a day apart. Come on now. Come on now.
Shout out your IG. Let everybody know where they can follow you.
So, everything is literally at Tone Stith, TONESTITH, across the board. So, yeah. Only fans dropping. No, I'm playing.
Oh my God.
I'm playing.